Okay, we are in Dav Gimel on the base in the very bottom of the page. The discussion of Yechin and Ish Lakish. Rav Yechin learns it from Meluyim. So Rav Yechin learns from Meluyim. Just like Meluyim. The 7 days you have to set aside beforehand. So too over here also by Yom Kippur. You have to set aside beforehand. And Ish Lakish says you learn it from Sinai. Just like by Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was taken in the cloud for 6 days before he went, he joined the Eibishter up in Shemaim. So I'm the 7 days, because Rabbi Seder says, because they're worried that maybe his wife is Tamei. So the 7 day. Says the Gemara, top of the page of Dal Lamed Aleph. Omar Leir Rabbi Yechid Ishlaki, says Rabbi Yechid Ishlaki, I learn from Meluyim and you learn from Sinai. Bishalay Melididi, makes sense according to me, the Alfinim and Meluyim. It makes sense, according to me, that we learn from the Meluyim. Hainu the Tanya. This is what we learned in the Vraise. That Zev is Zev. That whether we're talking about Yom Kippur, whether we're talking about Par Adumah, Mazin Olav Kol Shiva, during the 7 days that we set aside, the Koyin, he also has to spray, you have to spray on them as well, the Eifer Achatas. Mikol Chatoi Shehoyu Sham. From all the Chatois that were there. What do you mean, all the Chatois that were there? That two Pshatim, what it means, says Rashi. Kol Shiva Yimei Afrosh. As ever there, 3 lines at the top. Koyin Yom Kippurim and Koyin Depar. Both Koyinim. Kol Shiva Yimei Afrosh. Mikol Chatoi Shoyi Shom. There's 2 ways of understanding. Either Mikol Paro or Paro Hayunosing Tzasla Mishmeres. A total of 9 Paro Adumas. We had before Shimla Tzadik in Shkolom, we had made 2 Paro Adumas himself. They had a little bit of a Mishmeres of every single Paro Aduma ever made. And they took a couple of the ashes from each Paro Aduma and they mixed them all together to spray on this Kohen, who didn't do it about the Paro Aduma or Yom Kippur. So, Mikol Paro Paro Inoisin Tzasla Mishmeres, they put into the jar, Mina Efer from the ashes, Bechel in the section over there, Kach Shinin Mesach the Paro. However, Rashi Vanisha Mighty, I heard Eifer Paro Shel Moshe LeKol. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's first Paro Aduma that never got extinguished. That's what Kol Chatoi Yashar means, from the first Chatas that was ever there.
The Rambam brings a halacha that they do have from previous ones.
Yeah, but the question is what they did when they sprayed on the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. What did they use? Okay. Says the Maravite. So it makes sense. So according to me, that they were mazah on the coin by Paro Aduma Yom Kippur. Why? They have a namazah by Meluyim, 4 lines on the top. Because by Meluyim, also, they eat, what do? They used to spray and add on the coin. It made sense. Because by Parshas Meluyim, we know they sprayed for 7 days. They used to fill him with blood and spray the blood on him. According to you, the Yalfid Messina, you're learning from Hasina that Moshe Rabbeinu was in a cloud for 6 days before he went to Shemayim. Hazor by Sinai Mehave. Where do you find Hazor by Sinai? Where do you find Hazor? Rashi. The Habi Namazor, the Prisha, the Meluyim, Prisha Meluyim, Kozain, all 7 days, the Xiv, Yazal, Aaron, Uxiv, Shivas, Yamim, Malis, Yadin, Philip, Kozain, Osalahem, Kimai, Kimrish, they did all 7 days like they did the first day. Meluyim, Dam, Hazor, Meluyim, okay, sorry, it's Vaiter. So, Lucheda, if you live from Hasinai, where was the Hazor by Hasinai? So, Tate already asked, what do you mean? There was a Hazor Hasinai, right before, right from Antoida, it says that they sprayed the blood. So Tez answered, the spraying of the blood was right before Matan Torah. The Mashon Shpatim was nothing to do with Kapara. That was to do with the Bris. They were mazah the dam Bris. Targum Unklus, this says in Targum Yenis Ben Azil, that actually they didn't spray on the people, they sprayed on the Mizbech. So it has nothing to do with any of this. But Tez, but it's hard to understand Tez, because the Gemara Yevamos learns the dinim of Geirus, that and you learn from every time there's Hazar, there's Tevilah. We know, how do you know there's Tevilah by Gators? How do you know Gators to be Tevilah? So we say we learn from Hasinai. And where does every Hasinai? So the Gemara they bring, because they were Mazah the Dam, and we know that every Hazar needs Tevilah. So we learn with Fajr in the Gemara that the Hazar, not like Targum, was on the people, and not like Toises, that it was not Dam Bris, it was actually Dam that they spread on every person for Gators. It's a little hard to understand. But L'cheide, the Poshim Shad is, they didn't find Hazor by Hasinai. It was after Matan Torah. Remember, according to the Shlokich, it was after Matan Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the heaven for 6 days, or out of the, and on the 7th day he went up. And that was, and after Matan Torah, we don't find Hazor. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. Yeah, back to the Gemara. What do you think? You're any better than me? Well, the time, you're trying to say that that you learned from Meluim, everything makes sense. Think everything makes sense. What did they spray on Aaron during the 7 days of Meluim? And what are we spraying on the Kohen Gadol by Parah Adumah and by Yom Kippur? On Aaron, they spray blood. And what are we spraying on Yom Kippur? The Efer HaChatas, the water and the ashes. Two different things. So what are you comparing? Well, the time, according to you, minich any better? By the Meluim, dam. Hoch over here, Mayim was water. Says that doesn't bother me. Holy kasha, that doesn't bother me. Why not? The Tani Rabchi learned nichnasu mayim tachas dam. It's a liquid they sprayed, so they use water as a substitute for blood. That's similar. That resembles blood. That's close enough. But you have no hazar whatsoever, and yet you have the kohen gadol being sprayed on side by parah adumah and Yom Kippur. Ela lidach hazar b'sina mihave. Where did you have it? Amalei the Shlokish answered, Maile ba'almam. The prisha you learn from Sinai, maybe it's matayde, but the hazar part of it, that's only a chumrah. And why we do the chumrah, we said before, because we were so makel by parah adumah that we were metame him on the last day, midrabanan, to make him a tful yain, so to lafuke the das as dukim that says he'll be tame. So therefore they were machme in every other respect. And one of the chumrahs were, they sprayed on him 7 days. And once you did by parah adumah, you did by Yom Kippur as well. Rashi, with meluyin dam, hazars, meluyin shodam, by blood, you receive it says. And Yom Kippur, because it's about to enter Gosh Yudashim, as cover of that, we go through the Hazar. It's only a Chumrah. We looked at Rabbi Yechiran, and Tanya Kavasa, the Rabbi Yechiran, it says by Yom Kippur, with this, Aaron will enter the Kaddish. What it says, Bezois in the Parsha before. The Parsha before is Meluim. And Bezois is with the things that Meluim is going as well. What are we talking about, Bezois? With this, Beinion the Meluim. What do we see by Meluim? Aaron, Peter, Shiva, he separated for 7 days. Vishimaj Mechan is serving on the 8th day, one day. Moshe Mosele Koshiva, Moshe Rabbeinu taught him, educated him throughout the 7 days. To prepare him for the Avodah. But after the day, the same thing you have Yom Kippur. Koyin God will pay the Shiva, he separated 7 days. Vishimaj Mechan is serving one day. Vishne Tamid Chamim, Metamidav Shomosh, and 2 Tamidim from student Moshe Rabbeinu students, La Fuke Tzedukin, to exclude Tzedukin, Moshe Le Koshiva, they teach him 7 days. Kede Lechanche to Mechan Bavodah. No, the bride later.
Now in the comparison.
Yeah. Mikanama we say Shiva's Yom and King Bun Mafrishin Koy God will base from healing now 7 days seven guide. Lilishka's parheden, we set him aside to this room called Parheden. Ukashem Shemafrishin Koyan Godl, Kach Mafrishin Koyan Asaida was a part of the Lilishka, we set him aside to the room, shall pnea bida or the bida. Tzafoyinim is off his corner. Ve'echadze, mazin olav kol shiva. We spray 7 days. Mikol chatoy shahoy sham from all the chatoys that were there, which we said before, all the potters are dumas ordered from Moshe Rabbeinu. In teimim meluim dam hachamayim. The Braise itself asked the question. If we're comparing it, there was blood and here was the water and the ashes. I'm going to say, nichnesu mayim tachas dam. Water is a substitute for blood. Ve'oimer. And I bring another pasuk, kasher osa, the pasuk we brought before, kasher osa b'yom hazeh, like he did in this day, tziva Hashem la'asoy, like he did in this day by Meluim. The Abish said, la'asoy, in the future you should do, which we say, la'asoy, is referring to parah adumah, and l'chaper aleichem, is referring to Yom Kippur. La'asoy, the pasuk, parah, l'chaper l'mazin kippurim. And this is the raya to Rabbi Yechon. Very difficult to understand as a Rishonim ask. Rabbi Yechon Mefedish holds that you only learn one thing from this pasuk. He says, we have before Machleket, if you learn two things from this pasuk, Rabbi Yechon holds, you learn two things from this pasuk, and Abdimi came and said, Rabbi Yechon, you only learn one thing from this pasuk. You only learn Yom Kippur, you don't learn Parah Adumah. And this Braisha clearly says, you learn two things. So I guess when it says here that the Tanya comes Rabbi Yechon is the general idea that you're learning from the Meluim. The Pratim of what you learn is Lav Dafkes like Rabbi Yechon. As the Gemara of a high bezois be boy le gufe le chayde. What does the pasuk say? Bezois yave aron la kodesh with a par ben bokar and an ayin loyla. That's what the bezois is on the future, not in the previous pasuk. On the next pasuk, tell you what to do. What's aron supposed to do? Supposed to bring a par and a chatas. You need to know that. Le chayde me boy le gufe itself be par ben bokar le chatas and an ayin loyla. Amri be say no. Those two are Lashon Zachar. Bezois is Lashon Nekeva. If the Torah wanted Bezois only to talk to you about the future, the second part of the Pasuk, which is the Ayil, the Chat and the Eil, would have said in Lashon Zachar. Let it say either Bezeh, which is Lashon Zachar, or Be'eila. My Bezois, Lashon Nekeva, Shammai Tartilin, two things. Rashi. Rashi, Bezois, Kroy, you say the next puzzle, come on, the middle, Bezois, Dash, and Vidor, Behoch, Bezois, I told him, would have been in Mokamach, what says somewhere else, Yo, I don't know, could you come in my heap, Azin, and the Shimmy Jemech, Avoid the Shmini, Hutla, Oliver, Nim Shlema, Kodalan Bea, Kravan Bea, Lafuki Tzulukim, Shay, Mishanin, Avoid the Ktaidi Gibun, they changed around the Avoid of Yem Kippur, we'll see Kilakam later on, but it's Eloy, the date burnt ashes outside, not inside the Kodashim. Shay, you know, he's in Makdashal Age, but who's outside the Akamach, they brought it in, after it was already roasted, they brought it into the Kodashim. Okay, she may finish like micro yellow on the pass again the mile by khumre the khan khay this whole idea of half rush 7 days that's not my finish in the pass that's only like we said before a mile the khan khay the lamb that the teacher the word ginnig is a teach am the matter my bezois lashon the cave female my par by the ribs but say lamb again on the cave shmam the binyam luy and preach lashon the cave in the cave and here preach lashon the cave so bezois it must be referring to something before meluyim. Which interesting, it actually says the reason why it's in the cave is preacher. What actually Mindigo said that the pasuk was not talking about preacher. The pasuk milu preacher is only a mile from the rabbanon. The pasuk before just talking about the idea that that you have to that 7 days he had chinuch and then one day. But what exactly he did during the chinuch doesn't say in the pasuk. Nevertheless, since we attach it to the pasuk, says Gurnov. Why bring another pasuk? You already get told us that we could pick Vezois. What do you also need the pasuk of Lasses Lechapet? Maybe only the very first Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol. Maybe every Kohen Gadol, the very first Yom Kippur that he serves, he has to have this Prisha, but every other Kohen Kippur doesn't have to. Like Yom Kippur, like Meluim. Only the Adam, the first year he made Meluim. Let's say he reigned for 40 years. Only the first year, the other 39 doesn't have to. Or Inami Kohen Gadol, Kamel, but he's only Adam the Kohen his whole lifetime. And he Prisha, Abba Kohen Gadol, all the future Kohen Gadol, don't need it. Toshma, if we bring Puzzle, Kash and Osa, that's what you did, that's how you should do in the future. Rashi. Kohen Gadol, Kama, Adam, Levadik, Kol Yamav. Only Adam had to do it all his life. Abba Doida, Sabbe, in future generations, like Tinik, Shloy Nemet, Aladdin, maybe only Adam. So that's the raya from a kohen Rabbi Yechon. Tanya kavose the Reish Lakish. Where do you learn like Reish Lakish? Moshe ola ba'onan. Says the Braise, Moshe Rabbeinu went into the cloud. V'nizchase ba'onan, and the cloud covered Moshe. V'nizkadosh ba'onan, and he was sanctified in the cloud. Why did he have to go in the cloud before he went to Shemayim for 40 days?
Backtrack for 1 second. We just had Rabbi Yochanan saying that maybe this was only a hurrah for Aaron and not for anyone else.
That's when you were aiming, yeah.
It wasn't just at the top of the element that we had Rabbi Yochanan suggesting Bezois Yahweh Aaron means Dafka. Whatever happened to Aaron has to be for everyone else.
Yeah, but that's where we'll poil. But you could argue, if you want to be a devil's advocate, bring that eye in the Pasuk. Maybe it was like talking about Adam, only Adam, or maybe occurring in the first year. Yeah, but that was the outcome, but he can't really bring it out from the Pasuk. If you're going to argue, you really see that in the Pasuk, so bring another Pasuk. Now, but Hazin, it says, the Moshe Rabbeinu was in the cloud for 6 days, because the Kabbal Toyda Li Yisrael B'Kedush in order to receive the Toyda B'Kedush, and it says, Vayishkein Kvoid Havaya Al HaSinai, that the Eibushter's honor and glory rested on HaSinai, and we're learning HaSinai over here means Moshe Rabbeinu when he was standing on HaSinai, and he summoned Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day, B'Toycha Anon. Now, when did this happen? When did this take place? Zeh Hoya Maise Achar HaSeres HaDibris. This took place after the Seres HaDibris. This is the first 6 days of Adonai Yom. 6 days he was on the cloud and the cloud on the mountain and the cloud covered him. And on the seventh day, David summoned him to Shemayim. So we see that he prepared himself. Before he went to Machna Shechina. We already asked on his 6 days. So he answered the seventh day is because of Rabbi Yudah Maseidah, because of Anida. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says Vayishkin Kavod Hashem Midrash Chaydush Rashi. He says no. This happened the first 6 days before Matan Taida. That the cloud rested on the mountain. And we'll soon see on the mountain, not Moshe Rabbeinu himself, because Moshe Rabbeinu was walking up and down, hacking on him on the mountain. And on the sixth day, David should call Moshe, come upstairs. Rashi, is that Moshe? Let me at the yoch loim by yechasei lahar. Let Moshe cover the mountain. Let Moshe be lishis yom hein. And these 6 days, Shabbos Chodesh, Shabbos Lusin. That you might tell the ain't can't be just call Moshe. There's no preacher. That's what Rakiv actually holds. Shall he call lishis yom hein all over yod? It can't be that it's talking about Moshe if it's talking about from Matan Torah, because all 6 days he went up and down the mountain. Ashkama lahaz. He don't have preacher. He came down and told the men and the seven from the wives. Minisho mitzvah hakbol. He told Moshe keep away from the mountain. There's like time. He can't say if he says Moshe yachasei. I tell you that this Moshe happened after says. Dibris. So the cloud that covered didn't cover the mountain, covered Moshe and the mountain. This is the first 6 days of the 40 days. He's about to enter Machne Shechina. So we watch how he prepared himself for Machne Shechina. That's how he prepared every Yom Kippur, because every Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes into Machne Shechina. To be there to receive the Luchas. How is so certain that he knows after says Dibris. Rabbi Kiva says, "Koydim Masedas Adibahay." This took place before Sadibris. With Shishi Yom Alolah Shishi Yom Mim Shor Shcheda Yeh Matan Teda. These 6 days started as Shcheda Shnul Matan Teda. With Shviy Kablua, and he holds that on the 7th day they receive the Teda. We'll see that this pivots around the Machlekes when they receive the Teda. The 6 days is similar to the 7th day. Rabbi Kiva holds the 7 days. And the first 6 days was a cloud on the mountain. Umoishav V'chol Yisrael Oimdim LeKabla Sadibris. Can we say Anochli Yilcha Mipi Agvura Sheman? We all heard it. But Achikach Olah, he went on the mountain LeKabla Luchad. What did Abishah cover in the mountain? Not Moshe Rabbeinu, he was going up and down the mountain. He called Moshe, but the truth of the matter is he wasn't only calling Moshe. Moshe v'chol Yisrael. Look at him, call Moshe, and here he comes. Moshe v'chol Yisrael. And Moshe and all the Eden came. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the only one summoned, we're talking about Matan Teda, with Avdal the base at the top of the page. Now, why only was Moshe summoned? The Eivishah wanted to give cover to Moshe, so he only mentioned Moshe's name, but really the entire Klal Yisrael was called. All the Rishonim have a problem with this. Why is the Gemara saying there's a Raya to Rish Lakish, when in fact Rabbi Kiva argues according to Rabbi Kiva, is a Raya to Rabbi Yechon? So just like you have a Raya to Rish Lakish, you have a Raya to Rabbi Yechon. So the Pashat answer is that even though the Rishonim answer, you're right, we have a right of Yechon, but before we had a Braitha that exclusively was Rabbi Yechon. Now at least we have a Braitha that opinion that clearly holds like Rish Lakish. Plus we have another town as well, we'll see. Rav Nosson agrees. Rav Nosson says no, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the cloud was after the Matan Teda, and Moshe Rabbeinu was in the cloud 6 days, but not for the reason that you said, because of Prisha before you enter Machan Shechina. You know what the 6 days was? Rav Nosson to clean out, to cleanse, to expunge all the food and drink in his intestines, to transform Moshe to Malach. He's about to enter Shemayim and not eat for 40 days and 40 nights. You need to go through some kind of a transformation, and this was the preparation, exactly. So therefore, it has nothing to do with Hafrosha for Kedusha. Rav Masya ben Chedesh says, I agree with Rabbi Yossi that says that no, that is a preparation for the Shechina, but not the way he learns. It was Hafrosha, which is Hafrosha. I learned it was a preparation that he should bring on Yiras Shamayim, to be alone and have Yiras Shamayim. And as a Rishayim learns, he's not arguing, he's agreeing that was Afrosha. But the purpose of Afrosha is not to keep away from his wife. The purpose of Afrosha is that he should be in solitude so that he can reflect on what it means exactly. His bain is and the chassidus, so he can prepare himself and bring some Yiras Shamayim. To frighten him, to instill in him fear, should be given with fear and trepidation. Now it says, Ivdus Hashem b'yira, serve the Abishah with fear, but gila b'dod, and rejoice with trepidation. My v'gila b'dorin, rejoice in trepidation, chastida. On Rabbi Bar Masa, but I've been mokum gila sham to hate other. Where there is revelation, which I where there is a joy, that's where you should also have the other. So with Matan Teda and Mitzvah says Pekudei Hashem Yishori Misam Chilev. The Teda makes us happy. Learning Teda makes us happy. So therefore, you had to prepare yourself because you needed order. That's why he was there for how you had a frosha. And that's the purpose of a frosha. So Kohen Gadol also, he agrees, needs a frosha, but not to keep away from his wife, but to put him in the right frame of mind. He's about to enter Machne Shechina. Rashi. All of the he went up and down. Come in the morning, to pass on to them all the message of the Eibishter. And he returned the words of the people of Hashem. The next following day, go back. But to give him the covered. The Marek, the reason why, not because of Afrosha for Machle Shechina, but Pasha to cleanse him, Avachil Vashtir, Amnosan Sovel, look at me like Lily. The Prisha Lamosha Havah was separation. But don't learn from here, Erevim Kippur and Paradume. Why? Prisha Shalahoisa Prisha do Elisha, but this was Prisha of Shashisha, Yom Malol, these 6 days, and this Marka Achila Shemayim, completely expunged. Liz Kamalach Ashadish, you should be like a Malach Havah Ba'alma, Lebinim Midok, time you don't need it. The third opinion is la'ayim alav. Ha'anamisar is a glihozak the prisha l'maisha. Ulav dilib ne adam separated him. Shetochal of ema, he should instill in them fear b'yaisil vad in his own. Yavin, he should understand v'yasim levav, he should imply himself l'chanis l'machal shechina b'ema with fear. B'mokim gila, matan teida sheluchat, the chesiva said, b'kudashim shal my life. Teida is ultimate simcha. Saying what about it? So what's the basis of machlekes? How come Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that this took place post Matan Torah, and why does Rabbi Kiva say it took place pre Matan Torah? Is beplukta dan tanoi? When exactly was the Torah given? On the sixth day the Torah was given. So therefore Rabbi Yosi Aglili says it can't be that before Matan Torah, because it says on the seventh day Moshe Rabbeinu was called by the Eibishter. What happened the seventh day? They already had Matan Torah on the sixth day. Nit not totally so. Rabbi Yosi aimed b'shiva by the seventh day. Rabbi Yosi is not the same as the glue. Rabbi Yosi says it was on the seventh day that the Torah was given. This is Rabbi Kiva. Since it was the seventh day, so the 6 days was prior, and the seventh day was called, and him and Klal Yisrael were called for Matan Torah. Mandam b'shisha the sixth day b'shisha nit b'shiva Allah the seventh day he went up to Shemayim. The chesiv ayikra Moshe b'yim Hashem was called up on the seventh day to go Shemayim. Mandam b'shiva, but one who said that Matan Torah was on the seventh day b'shiva nit no b'shiva Allah he went up on the seventh day as well.
How can you say that b'shisha nit no b'shiva Allah? If the Torah is given, to who is it given if Moshe didn't go up the mountain?
No. All it means for 40 days. When did the 40 days start? Everyone agreed the 40 days started on the seventh day. But was that post Matan Torah, or was that the day of Matan Torah? So if you hold that the Torah is given the sixth day, then it was the next day.
When the Eibishter said, Yered Hashem al Hasinai.
When was that? So according to Hashem, is it the sixth day or the seventh day? So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that it was. Sorry, Tanakh Rabbah said the sixth day instead of the seventh day. But Kiva agrees with the seventh day. Had to definitely happen before. If it happened in the seventh day, then the pasuk where it says that the 6 days and the seventh day was called is clearly definitely talking about that the 6 days was when the Onan was on the mountain, and then the seventh day was called. Has no choice. The other way can't learn the other way. How can another opinion learn that it happened before? If the seventh day was... What would you call the seventh day when the Torah was already given yesterday? See a minute. Rabbi Yosi Aglili saw the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yosi Aglili saw the Tana Kama that the Torah was given the sixth day. Dama b'shish b'choy nitin the Torah hichad if azel yemaisa achas. You must say that the story of the vayich, that the cloud covered was afterwards. Vayishkin kveid Hashem al hasin vayichasei ha'onan sheishas yomim le'moisha. 6 days was meant for Moisha. Not for the mountain, but for Moisha. Vayikra Moisha b'yem ha'shvini was called the seventh day. It was after Matan Torah. Was the seventh day post Matan Torah. Likibuli shar Torah to receive the rest of the Seder. How do I know? Could he say that the Vishkiv Hashem but Shchaidish? We're going to learn like Bekiva that it happened as Shchaidish by Yechaseyu on the Lahad. And what was covered in the cloud, the mountain? By Yikir al Moishe by Yemashvi. So what did Abishah call Moishe by the seventh day for? If it's Likibuli, I said it's a Dibris, a Kabbalu, ready to receive it yesterday. Meshisha. And then by Yistalik Olam Meshisha, as soon as the Torah was given, the cloud went away. So what do you mean you called it from the cloud? There was no cloud there yet. So it must be that there's a new cloud that came after Matan Torah, and this cloud was not for the mountain, because that cloud left as soon as the Torah was given. This is a new cloud that came from Moshe Rabbeinu. And when did it start post Matan Torah? However, Rabbi Kiva holds, Rabbi Yehi said, why that Matan Torah was the seventh day? Lama b'shiva b'chayit in Torah Yisrael, the seventh day, bish, and the seventh day, that's why. Rashi, Michael Mivagi, Marais Mavin, what I bring to the words, and it's not Tayda, I said it's a Dibris, Umikrai Yalfit, Tamai, will not turn the camera, the basis of the Shabbat, Peter, but Kivlin, over there already. So, Madame Bishisha, Kadin Nazbahoch, which has been the Chaga, but Peter Shoye Beswarim, Kehechel, Tikshalok, you should ask the Kamon, Heich, Shoma, Arbo, and Mizayim. We're going to ask in a minute, how in the world do you finish the 40 days by Yudzayim Tamil, she was a Tamil's very fasting, but Tamil is Tabla Brog Lucha, so before we mention about Lucha and all that. The Shemoisha Ola, the Kabaluchas, the Shah, 40 days. Rabbi Yezik, the Tana Kami, Hira Korchach, Shishi Yamim, Meshvi, Al Korchach, Achara, Sedes, Hadibris, Hoyu, Upidus, Moisha, Shishi, 6 days, Meshvi, 7 days, Nichol, the Kabaluchas. Rabbi Kiva holds that the 7 day he went up for, and there's no prisha, so 40 days start counting straight away. 40 days from the 7 day of Sivan comes out to the Shavuos of Tammuz. That's the day in the Shtabla Luchos. That's why we fast. But according to Yisak Gilui, the Gemara thinks right now that the prisha is not part of the 40 days, so he separated for 7 days and then 40 days. So it's 47 days after Matan Torah. So it should have been the 23rd day of Sivan, not the 17th day of Tammuz, not the 17th day of Tammuz. Bishleim Rabbi Kiva Heinim Mishkachel. We find by Shavuos of Tammuz the Shtabla Luchos, the 7 day in the Bruchos broke him. Esim Ba'abod the Sivan 24 days of Sivan. Veshitz the Tammuz 17 of Tammuz. Molah Ba'yom have total 40 days. Now we behold it together. The shifts of Betamas Nachis and the 17 Tamas. He came down with the Luchas, but also with Tavrin the brother Luchas. Elu Rabbi Zgulda Mashish the preaching. Rabbi Yisak Lulu said that 6 days, the first 6 days, they were parush. By Boyim the Havi and the 40 day. Let's say the 7th day he went up. So it says the pasuk, the 7th day he went up. That's the 7 day preaching. Let's say we count that day. So you have a total of 46 days. Had had Esrim Betlaz Betamas Leit Ber Luchas. The Luchas were as broken on the 23rd day of Sivan. Where does Shavuos of Tammuz come in the picture? Rabbi Zagul said you made a mistake. You thought that the 6 days of Prisha was not part of the 40 days. That was part of the 40 days. That was the first 6 days of 40 days. Rabbi Zagul, Arboyin Dahar Bahadeh Shisha the Prisha. The 40 days include the 6 days of Prisha. Rashi. Even though he called Moshe, it wasn't only Moshe, because you say it was talking about Matan Torah. He called Klal Yisrael, but the alt covered of Moshe, he only mentions Moshe's name. Let me ask a question. We know whenever the Avishai called Moshe, nobody else heard it but Moshe. And you're telling me the whole Klal Yisrael heard it, it's Matan Torah. Moshe v'chol Yisrael, Moshe and all the Edom was staying there. Messiah, let Rabbi Lezer. First is that I had Lezer, I'm Rabbi Lezer, Yikra El Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael, Oimdim. This is talking about Matan Torah, and he's calling Moshe, but he also called Klal Yisrael. Question. It says in the posse, not have a problem. It says in the posse, by the oil moid, it says, Koil loy, Moshe went into the. It says here that there was a coil. Where's that posse say? Oh, here. Moshe oil Moshe entered the oil mile the Dabaritai, and he heard the coil from the kapodes. Asher coil around the edges of the Meshach Ruvai Dabar Elov. Yeah, it said by Dabar Elov. Now the Chayyim could have said Dabar Loi. Why is it Dabar Elov? Could have said coil Loi, coil Elov. We're missing all the words in between coil, and then the end of the pasuk Elov. Why is it Elov to him, which is more personal? Because Moshe Shama v'Choy Yisrael Loi Shama, nobody else heard. So the question is, you're telling me when it says in the pasuk of Yikrael Moshe that it was written about Matan Torah, and the entire Klal Yisrael heard, but only else covered of Moshe. It says by Yikrael Moshe L'Chayde. We know whenever the Eibishter called Moshe, no one else heard by Yikrael Love. Only he heard, nobody else. So how can it be talking about Matan Torah? And the Gemara Loi Kasha Habesinei Habemoid. When do we say that only Moshe heard when it was from the oil maid? But when it rang out in Sinai, everybody heard. That's one answer. Or Ibai say Loi Kasha B'Kriya. They all heard when the Eibishter called Moshe. Habediba, when Abish actually spoke to Moshe, nobody heard except Moshe Rabbeinu. So no problem. Rabzika Rami, he asked a question, cry from Sukkim Kameh, Rabbi Lozer, from Rabbi Lozer. But I mean, others say, Amr Rabzika, Rabzika didn't ask, Rabzika said the name Rabbi Lozer. Rami, Rabbi Lozer asked a question, see, in one part it says, V'lo yachol Moshe lovei el oil moed. Moshe couldn't enter the oil moed, ki shachin olav onan. That means the cloud prevented Moshe from entering the oil moed. Uksiv, in another part it says, V'yavei Moshe b'toycha onan. That Moshe was able to enter into the oil maid, into the cloud. Milamech must be, how's that possible? Must be Moshe on his own couldn't have entered. Milamech a tough sucker. Baruch Hu Moshe bevibanan. But the Abish grabbed Moshe by the scruff of his collar and pulled him into the thing, but he couldn't do it on his own. Rabbi Shmuel Tana Nemakan. Here it says betoich. Here it says that Moshe went in betoich ha'anan. Right, and where else do we find the word betoich by Yamsuf? The nema lahalam betoich by Yavoy ben Esau betoich hayam is mal lahalam. Look over there, shvil. They made a roadway, a path for Moshe to enter. The chesiv it says v'mayin lem choyme avkan shvil. That Moshe Rabbeinu betoich on and actually made a road. It was open. Rashi. Kol loy kol olav. Aish mazakim medaber olav. Loy yochalim. Loy yochalim. Could have said loy. Why a love? Because of that love. Lambda teacher, much more personal. She a love levada yahya nimshach akol. He's the only one who heard it. By the way, Mishukum and Mishkum in the Abbey, my Malakabai, the Hoya, Kurlish, but it's all about her, the high crowd, Yishma, it's a crowd, but Elmay, it's about Elmay, the nation of crowd, but Mishal Elmay, the trouble about Elmay, but Hassin, everyone heard. She'll be going with Vaitan. So the Cheda Bishmo is not really answering the question of the Tupsuk, I'm just saying what Batech, that part of Batech. It says, you're going to Vaitan. Vayikr El Moshe. They called Moshe Vaidab and he spoke. What if Yikr and Vaidab? Lome Hegdim Kriya Lidibir. Why did I have to say he called him and then he spoke? The teacher of Menschlichkeit. Limda Toyle Chedesh La Yemir on Dabla Chaveda. Don't talk, start talking to your friend. Elim King Korei. First call him by his name. So he turns around and he gives you his full attention and then start talking. Don't start talking to him and then the first few words he misses and then you have tiny. How come he didn't hear what you said? Misayeh Le Rab Chanin. This is actually a proof to Rab Chanin. Lome Rab Chanin. La Yemir Adam Dabla Chaveda. Don't say anything to your friend. Elim King Korei. Unless you first call him, and then you say what you want. Lamer, he says in the pasuk, he said to him, Lamer. Lamer means that either he should repeat it to somebody else, but also Lamer means we had the two opinions. If Lamer means Lo Amr or the Lav Amr. Lamer, Amr Rab Musya. Interesting here, it's a man's name. Barbre Rab Masya, Mashmeid Rab Musya. Look at this. It's a whole family of Musyas. Musya, Masya. It's like Mushka and Masya. Sorry?
He brings on the side and the
Shiltis. Yeah, but now it says here. Yeah. So here you have a Musya and a Masya and a Musya. He said, Amar Rabba, Minayin lo oimed double chaveda. How do you know if somebody tells something, he doesn't have to say, oh, I make you swear you shouldn't divulge this to anybody else, or this is a strict conflict. You don't have to say that. If somebody tells you something, automatically you have an issa to repeat that to anyone else. Bival yoimer. You have an issa of Bal Yemi, and now I'll tell anybody else. Unless he clearly gives you permission, go and tell. How do I know? It says, we dash and leimoy is loy amoy. Don't tell anybody. Or, don't dash. That's what the other one says. Or, leimoy is, the Abish had to clearly tell him, I give you permission to repeat it to others. Okay. If I wouldn't have told you to tell over to others, you wouldn't be able to tell. How do you can appear if the Abish tells you something where they have a right to repeat it to every stam boss of Adam? So that's why the other Gemara learns Lema. We have an elephant. Lema is Loyamar.
Does all the Loyamar prove the contrary? The fact that he has to tell him specifically to answer.
So here we learn out from. Actually, our Gemara is not saying from the. Well, let's do Rashi. Rashi, how do you learn from this Pasuk? Ba'yayim etamud Lema Loyamar hadvarim elikin azashus. So the Rashi is saying we have. You can learn one or two ways. The other Rashi, you learn Pasuk from the Gemara is. Because the Abisha had to tell him Lema to repeat it to others, is that the Abisha would not have clearly told him, you would not be allowed to. But Rashi brings the other Gemara where it says more than that. Loy amoy, don't, generally speaking, not here in this case, loy amoy, I don't want you to repeat it. And from here you learn out, whenever someone tells you something, don't repeat it. That's why the Abish uses this word lema. Now back to the original Gemara, the side of Yechon Shlokish. Shlokish asked Yechon a question, L'cheda, how can you compare Dam? Mayim to Dam, says the Gemara. Miklal is a raya tavayus ilu meluyim kolakotz b'makim, and they both hold that the meluyim you had to spray dam. The question is whether the mayim efer achatas today is a good substitute or not. But everyone agrees that by meluyim you need it, and whatever they did by the meluyim is makim. And those it's so vital. Whatever it says in the parsha meluyim, if they didn't carry it out, then the meluyim would have been kosher. So they wouldn't have sprayed dam and aron hakohen all 7 days. The meluyim would have been kosher. So let me ask a great question. Mikal Tavayisilu Meluyim Kolakosib Behen Ma'akib Behen. Whatever is written there is Ma'akib. Even we learned. Mi Luyim Rab Yechlan V'Rab Chanina. We have two people. Chadom. One of them says Kolakosib Behen Ma'akib. Everything written over there is vital. And if he didn't carry it out, it's Ma'akib. It prevents it from being Yait, from fulfilling the mitzvah. Chadom Adover Ma'akib. The day is Ma'akib. Those things which are repeated again in a few generations that had to be done, then by Meluyim as well. If he didn't do them, that's Ma'akib. It holds back from being Yait. In the future it was not necessary. If he didn't do it during Meluim, it doesn't matter. And we'll soon see four opinions what we're talking about. So we conclude that we don't know who said what. I can conclude that Rabbi Yechon the one who says Kol Hakotz B'Ma'akiben. Rabbi Yechon is the one who said that. How do I know? From the Shlokim, they call him Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon a question. How can you compare over here? It's Ma'im is Dam. All Rabbi Yechon could have answered was that it's not important. Dam, you don't need dam either. Because if you didn't do it, it doesn't matter. So because dam is not important, what asked me a question of mayim. Because Rabbi Yechon didn't answer that. I mean, Rabbi Yechon agrees that dam is vital. But he only holds that mayim is a good substitute. Imam Eluyim, because my makam, and look, come, how do they blame me? He doesn't answer anything. It's the times that clutter that I... What the differences? We'll see tomorrow. The four differences. Rashi. Rashi called the value. Mahadilil medamalei shlokish. Rabbi Yechini said to him, "I'm aluim kala kosa ben." But Oidilei meklal the value both. But this time, pluk Rabbi Yechini mechanina pligi b'ha milsa ba'alma. This time, the good guy from here. Rabbi Yechini amar kala kosa ben ma'akiv. Takem ma'akiv.
Tomorrow, mitzvah.